All right, Milwaukee, welcome back to this week's episode of Cream City Dreams, the podcast where we interview incredible Milwaukee women. And this season, we are interviewing dream makers, and we have one today, Stephanie Melnick from Melnick & Melnick.
Yeah, this is going to be a great episode for anyone who is entrepreneurial in spirit, maybe starting a business, small business, or got a seed of an idea that you're looking to get some inspiration or advice or
legal support,
because Stephanie and her team at Melnick & Melnick are key in the organization of something exciting coming up in May, the Women's Entrepreneurship Week, which is a full week of workshops, seminars, meet and greets, meet and eats, drinks.
Yeah, scattered throughout the city at different locations, which is cool. So you can get your feet into places that are owned by women and hear from different entrepreneurs throughout Milwaukee. Really cool gathering. And then she's behind the She Stands Tall series, which is a cool monthly gathering of women to hear from, do Q&A with women entrepreneurs throughout the city. And she's had some incredible guests, including lots of the people that have been on this pod. So kind of a fun crossover there.
Yes. So she explains all this. So we will just get on with the interview. Stephanie Melnick.
A lawyer walked into a podcast.
We're so excited to have you on the show because we do, in our research, we do have a lot of overlap in terms of people that you've had to some of your events, which we'll ask you to talk about for our listeners, and you know, some of the people that we've had on the show. And I'm thinking of Chloe and Amanda and Ashley and Cheryl and Emerald and Caitlin. And then looking at the week that's coming up in May that we'll talk more about too. We have Tia and Venus and Wendy and Lupe. So our missions line. So we are super excited to have you here. Stephanie Melnick of Melnick & Melnick SC and of so many more things. She Stands Tall.
All the things.
Entrepreneurial Week, all the things that we're going to talk about. But we just wanted to maybe give you a chance to sort of introduce yourself. So if our listeners aren't familiar with you and your work, maybe just tell us a little bit about who you are and your elevator pitch for yourself.
Okay, sure. Yeah. I'm Stephanie Melnick. It's great to be here. I'm honored that you asked me. So I'm a lawyer. Our firm is Melnick & Melnick. We work with small businesses. Most of them are women owned, not only, but most. So I also have three daughters. They're older now and not mostly out of the house, mostly, which is mostly good. So that's good too. That's an interesting kind of empowering women from a different perspective and motivating in a general way. And we also started She Stands Tall back 2017 now. So we've been doing that for 5 years, and it started as featuring a different entrepreneur a few months. Now it's every month where we try to understand their mission and sort of, I think, do what you do on the podcast, but in person in an event space with, you know, there's wine and cheese and cookies. So, you know,
how do you know we don't have wine and cheese and cookies back here?
That's a great point. And, you know, actually we should have all planned better and all had our own wine and cheese and cookies that we could share and show each other. That would have been much better planning on our part.
Yeah.
So
next time.
You're right. I have no idea. And I assume you do. I have coffee, which
it's mostly,
you
know, coffee. Yeah. Mostly coffee, yeah, but exactly. Occasionally cookies. Yes.
Okay, right. Exactly. And, you know, we could have done this at a wine time of day. I don't know.
It's true. Anyways.
Next time.
Might be a different podcast. Maybe a little more swearing.
It might be. So, So She Stands Tall has been going on for 5 years. And then at the end of last year, we had the opportunity to kind of take over Women's Entrepreneurship Week. So we are now planning May 8th to the 12th to do back to an in-person Women's Entrepreneurship Week. And just the short background of that, somebody else, we didn't start it back in also coincidentally 2017. 2 years later, another company took it over. And then 2 years after that, somebody else took it over. And so it was an in-person thing. And then, you know, pandemic, like everything else, it ended up being virtual for a couple of years and then half and half virtual and in-person for last year. And then this year we've decided to move it back to its original in-person roots. Okay. So we're really excited to take this on and do it. And we're got the website going and we've got events planned and we're going to let other people start planning some events. So we're working on it. It's been an interesting process, mostly fun, but we're very, very excited about that.
Yeah. Well, so with these two things, the She Stands Tall, which are monthly events for women and to lift up and talk about women and highlight and showcase entrepreneurs. And then this conference,
it's not a conference only in that, like, I think the way I think of conferences is like all in one place, right?
Yeah.
Usually in a hotel of some sort, right?
Okay, and so like this is not different that. This events. Is more.
So this is not that. This is like a week kind of where the focus is on women and entrepreneurs specifically and trying to do inspiration, education, kind of lifting up of entrepreneurs. So there are events at least, are not the evening events are all in different places because we wanted to kind of highlight some cool, interesting venues and neighborhoods in Milwaukee. So we decided purposely not to have them all in the same place. And then the morning events are mostly in the same place just because at some point, too many places. It's just a lot of places. I mean, it's just a lot of operations. It's a lot to organize.
Well, that was kind of what I was going to ask. Between those two things, do you have time to be a lawyer anymore?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, thank God for me. I have a team. And they are awesome. And then we learned the virtues of asking for help. So we have some other folks helping us, thankfully, because the social media and all the marketing stuff is just, it's a lot, especially for those of us who are not trained in that sort of thing. I'm a lawyer,
we could spend a year talking about this.
Yes.
As Gen Xers trying to promote something on social media. Yes. It's like, oh my God. Does it really take an hour and a half to make every single reel? Why are people doing this?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yes, it does. Yeah. And I have very mixed feelings about it because I understand the value of it, but it has taken me a long time to get here.
Yeah.
And there are definitely times where I was like, do we really have to do this? I mean, are you sure? And I mean, I get it now, but it's not that fun. And the website even, thankfully there too, we pay somebody else to do it, but it's just been,
Yeah, you still have to tell them what to put on there. And
write all the stuff. And truthfully, She Stands Tall, we've been doing long enough now that we kind of have, we got that more down. You know how it works. We have monthly events. So it's a little simpler. It's just this Women's Entrepreneurship Week that has, you know, it's got some complexities, but it's really, overall, it's really fun. We're so happy to be doing it. We are so happy to be championing women like this and in an in-person space and getting everybody back in person, which I think we didn't realize how much we appreciated it until we didn't have it, you know? So I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. I think women are desperate for that connection again. You know, people always talk about our kids missing out on these social experiences because of the pandemic, but you know, we did too.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's really important that organizations like yours are getting women back together and for inspiration and, you know, all the things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun, but so somehow I manage it, but only because I have lots of help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Well, that's an important lesson for women. I mean, I feel like that's one of our lessons that we've been taking away from guests week after week on the show is how important the people you surround yourself with are as women and as women entrepreneurs. And
absolutely. So true. I mean, I'm sure you two lean on each other, you know, the most and all the time. And I feel like I have the same kind of internal teams and other people helping us. But without that, it would be just very hard and unpleasant. And who wants that in their job on a daily basis?
Right, mm-hmm. right. So who's the second Melnick? Is there a...
It wasn't my dad. I mean, he's retired, but living.
Okay.
So I practiced with my dad for a really long time, which was amazing. You know, like, I mean, I said, I have three kids. So like that you have this opportunity to have your dad be your colleague and mentor was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. And then in the beginning of COVID, once I had to tell him that, you know, working from home was his safest option. At that point, after a little while, I think he decided, okay, retirement is probably, this is probably the time. So, you know, he's around. He asks me questions periodically and checks in, but most of all, it's just me. I haven't just the idea of changing the name of the firm really hasn't kind of happened yet. So like I've resisted. So for now it's still Melnick.
Yeah. And was it always entrepreneur and sort of women, have this women focus, or do you want to talk a little bit about what you do there?
That was, I think your question was like, was there a pivotal moment where you decided, you know, I think I'm going to do something else. So like I said, I practiced with him for a long time and he worked with businesses and in business law. And so I kind of learned to love that. I don't think when I was in law school, the idea of being a business lawyer, it's way more fun than it sounds. People look at me like, you two are kind of looking at me like I'm crazy, but it's really fun. I really love it. I am
listeners, you can't see us, but we are not looking at her like she's crazy.
No, they're looking
at me with the wine is doing that.
It is the wine. Exactly. If only we had the cookies, that would make it so much better. So he was a business lawyer also. And I think that's what made me realize, wow, this can be fun. You know, I was a young lawyer and I got to talk to the clients and learn what they were doing. And then we like ate at their restaurants. And it was really cool to have this relationship with people where you were helping them build their business and sometimes helping them with things in their business life that weren't that easy. You know, like breaking up with a business partner is like a divorce in a lot of ways. It's really tough.
Yeah.
And so, but then to like see them in their business and enjoy what they do and be able to use their services and eat their food and buy their art, it was the most fun. And so that was really how I kind of loved it. And then as he started to wind down his practice, even before he retired, when he was just like, okay, maybe working, you know, all these hours a week isn't so much what I want to do at certain ages. That's when I kind of, I think, stepped up and kind of started turning the business into the way I really wanted it to be, which is more probably smaller businesses and many more women-owned businesses. And to be fair, there weren't as many women-owned businesses when I started practicing in the mid-90s. It's been a long time now. So now I don't even know if I'd gone to him and said, I really think we should try to focus on women-owned businesses. He probably would have looked at me like, are there enough? Like who, you know, anyway, fortunately things have evolved. So, so that's kind of how I sort of led the firm in the direction I wanted to be, which is really like championing small businesses, working with women owned businesses, helping. I really believe that, you know, small businesses can and should have the same kind of legal representation as big companies and that there's ways to do it that are affordable and there's ways to do it that, you know, you can get the advice and you don't have to Google contracts and stuff, which we won't go there. But anyway,
not a good idea.
Yeah, please don't. PSA, please do not Google your business contracts. Okay. Enough said. I actually got one that I'm pretty sure was from Google. I had to look up a word myself that I had did not. There was a word in there I did not recognize. Okay. So that was sort of the moment where I realized, you know, I could take it there. And then once he retired, he was always happy with it, but once he retired, then it kind of blew up from there. And we started Cheese Stand Saw when he was still in practice. And he was like, I think he thought it was a good idea, although I must admit he didn't entirely get it, but you know, different generation. And
so. Yeah. Well, he wasn't the audience, right?
That he wasn't. No, so. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. He thought it was interesting. He thought it was a good idea, but yeah, it wasn't the audience. So it started with him and he led me into the business world and why knowing your clients is so meaningful. But then I took it in a different direction.
Mm-hmm. What's interesting to me about that business law being fun thing is it's about when it's about relationships, when it's about knowing the person who's having the conflict or who is in a mess or who you just really want to see succeed. You know, it makes sense that it's interesting because it's about relationship, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's so well said. That's exactly it. That's totally true. I want to get this right for you because you are I know you, I know your business. I know what you're doing is awesome. And this helps you serve your dream and I want to make it happen for you. Mm-hmm. I also just like, I do kind of like the nerding out piece of like, you know, I believe contracts should be written in English. I really just don't understand the point in having it written in a language nobody understands. Mm. What is the value? You can't follow it. You don't know what you're supposed to do because it makes no sense.
Right.
So I don't, you know, we should not have to look up words for the most part. So that really is important to me too. Just they should be clear. They should be in English. They should be using words that we all understand so we can follow what's in there because otherwise it's dumb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. But yes, you're absolutely right. The fact that these people are important to me and that their businesses, I understand what they're doing and they're really relying on us makes it much more fun. the whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I really like, I call it like my backstage pass. I get a backstage pass into all these people's businesses. And I really think it's great. I mean, it's an honor that they trust us to do this work. So we're happy to help.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what have all the extras brought to you and your work life? You know, the She Stands Tall, the Entrepreneur Week. What meaning does that bring to you?
It's also, so, I mean, it truly started like this. Our associate attorney, her name is Sarah Haas. She's amazing. And I said to her one day, kind of out of nowhere, like, hey, I had this idea. What do you think if we like do a female entrepreneur speaker series? She's like, that sounds fun. Literally, it was like that. And so at the time we had a relationship with the sisters who own the Ruby Tap. And so I joke about this, but it's kind of how it happened. A lawyer walked into a bar. I actually called them, but I like that, you know, I use that line a lot because I think it's funny. So yeah, lawyer walked into a bar and I was like, look, I know a law firm partnering with bars, not obvious. And you can say no, we will still be friends. But what do you think about this idea? And they were like, yeah, let's do it. Within 24 hours, they were like, yeah, let's do it. So in the beginning, all of our events were at the Ruby Tap, which was super fun because then they provided the wine and cheese and cookies and so on. And we got the speakers. And so I saw from the very beginning, this community was special and that bringing these people together and giving them a space, even before we learned through the pandemic, the power of in-person versus, you know, all the other ways. It just like felt like, wow, this is a thing and these people need this and this is an important thing. And bringing these women together and giving these women entrepreneurs sort of a voice and a platform was just amazing. And it's evolved from there. You know, we started out by kind of giving people a microphone and it's turned into doing Q&A just because we learned we were kind of stressing people out and that was not the goal. They were like, I have to do a speech and that was not. So now I do the questioning. So, you know, and we moved the events. At the time we were in the North Shore, we're in Walker's Point. So we moved the events to our office. So we've evolved it over the years, but it's been like one of those things that from the beginning just felt like, this is like a place I want to be. These are people I want to hang out with. I want to learn from these women and just having that opportunity to kind of highlight some of these businesses and learn about some of the cool stuff that people do. I mean, I know you do the same thing, right? But like learning what some of the amazing stuff women in our community are doing is like, huh, okay, I can, you know, you have a bad day and you listen to that and you're like, all right, I'm going to keep doing this. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is that.
Yeah, absolutely. If there is something really powerful about the courage that's built when you see other women doing courageous things or other people in general, but, you know, in our case, hearing from women like, yeah, I just, you know, talked to the right people and took the first steps. And next thing I know, I'm opening a bookstore or an ice cream shop or whatever. Yeah. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of it is just like, you have to be willing to be told no, and not care and not be afraid of that. But yeah, so many people who, you're right, exactly, like, well, I did this and I thought this was a good idea, or this didn't exist and I thought it needed to exist, so right, I made it happen. Or yeah, so many things like that. Just, I think that's where the dreams came from, right? Like people dreamed it or they dreamed something different and somehow turned into that. It's a real mix.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really been a lot of fun.
Speaking of dreams, what were your dreams as a kiddo?
I don't think, and I wish I could say that I had the dream that I was going to be a small business lawyer, but I definitely did not. I did not. I think I resisted being a lawyer because my dad, you know, was like, so I don't know that it seemed obvious at the time. And if somebody said I should have been a business lawyer, like to me, that sounded like numbers and like math. And that's not my favorite area. But I always had this idea of the idea of lifting up women and that we could be something and we could be doing our own thing in a way and supporting each other and helping each other was always there in different ways. When I went to law school, in part it was because my dad, back then the story was, well, you can get a law degree and then you can do anything. That is not in fact the case, by the way. That was what they told us back in the day. And so I think in the time I thought, well, the way to lift up women is to be a family lawyer and to, you know, help women through divorce. And there's some truth to that, but that was not for me. Once I saw what that looked like, I was like, yeah, I don't think this is really the way that I can do it the best. And I started looking at other ways, and that's, you know, he was a business lawyer, and I thought, okay, this makes sense to me, you know, helping people take their business and turn it into a living and turn it into a support for a community. And that's really the way I think I can support women. So the kernel of that piece of it was there, but doing it through business and through law and through being a business lawyer. Yeah, no, I have to be honest with you and tell you, as a kid, that did not occur. No. Yeah. So no.
Yeah. It's a, yeah. I forget, Megan, whose conversation was it where, you know, like I remembered, I wanted to be a bus driver when I was a little kid. That was like, I want to drive a bus. That was one of my, like, you know, ambitions as a job. And when I think about it now, what I love about driving a bus is I'm a coach, right? And so coaches, I bring somebody from here to there, right? So where they are to where they want to be, which is what a bus driver does. So like there's some, absolutely. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
There's some connection. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
How do you
there's
find that?
There's a kernel, like, exactly. Yeah. That's yeah. so funny. You're right, yeah. though. That is fundamentally what a bus driver does.
Right.
It moves you forward, takes you, go. You where you want to go.
Yeah. I'll have to, you know, like the fun part of opening and closing the doors is what I really wanted to do. So I just have to, you know. Oh, and I'm a mom, so I do drive a bus technically.
Yeah. Yes,
you drive a minivan.
Yeah, I used to drive a minivan too, so I understand it.
Well, do you feel like? And because you kind of see the underbelly of the business world in Milwaukee, do you feel like Milwaukee is a good city for entrepreneurs and specifically women entrepreneurs?
I think so. I think so. You know, everybody talks about small Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really true that, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs, especially the women entrepreneurs, we kind of all know each other or we know somebody who knows somebody. I mean, I don't even think you have 6 degrees of separation. I think you maybe have like 2 or 3 tops. Right.
Yeah.
And so I do think that there's a lot of, and I think I can't speak to the men entrepreneurs as much just because it's not that I don't work with any, it's just not like the circle I regularly travel in, because the events we do are, and there's always a few guys who attend, but it's mostly women. Women are really willing to support each other and show up for each other and help each other and give advice. And in a way that maybe the men were, I don't know, but it doesn't seem that way from what I understand. So I really think if you want to be a woman business owner here in this community in Milwaukee, and you meet a couple people within a little while, you can meet all the people. Because we just we're pretty good at, you need some information on that and you want to open a store and you need to figure out the financing. Okay. I'm going to connect you to these 2 people. And if that doesn't work out, come back to me and I'll connect you to 3 more. Mm. I think we're really willing and pretty good at it. And I think that's how the small walkie thing got its start, because it's true, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, so I think people are motivated to, you know, if you want that kind of community, you got to build it.
Mm.
And so I think even some of the bigger companies are now recognizing the value of women entrepreneurs and how women especially like to patronize other women businesses, women-owned businesses. And so I think companies see that as a market that they want to support now, maybe more than they did at one point. Mm-hmm. So. I think it's really a supportive community and also diverse. I mean, when you think about how many people are doing different things, what they're doing, what their backgrounds are, how they got there, it's an interesting mix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you see, as you listen to the women month after month come to your events, are there common threads in terms of obstacles that they face?
There are. I think sometimes obstacles, a lot of times, revolve around money and access mm-hmm. to money and access to financing. And that's well known, well documented, not just here, all over. Just women getting mm-hmm. access to capital is a, you know, it's hard. WIBIC serves a really important function. I know you talked to Wendy, so as an alternative to banks. And some of the reason I think that it's hard for women to obtain financing is because they don't have the background in it. Like, I'm not sure even now we're teaching our daughters that you can go into business and here's what's involved. And it's really not, I don't know why you think it's boring, but it isn't, and it doesn't have to be. And here's kind of the background you need in that in order to get to that point, such that when they're in a business, they realize, I think some of the part of the fallacy too is this. You can't like open your door Like, oh, I have a store. Today I'm going to go to the bank with no numbers and no documentation and no nothing. A bank is going to say no. Mm-hmm. So it takes time to put all that together to go in for financing. And that's the support I think people need, that we could be doing a better job of giving mm-hmm. that kind of education of like, you gotta do your work. You gotta do your homework. You gotta be prepped. You gotta be ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I think the financing and the access to money and the access to is one thing that we hear a lot. Sometimes it's about finding a space to do your thing. So whether it's renting space or buying a building or figuring out where you're going to be located or how to share space. This comes up a lot in like the food context, because the commercial kitchen thing is a real issue and people getting access or sharing it or getting their own or like sharing it. You know, I can share it with somebody, but then I have to be making my products at like, you know, 4 to 6 in the morning or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And far away. So I think there's sometimes that's that, just figuring out, should I rent space and how do I go about it? And is that landlord going to be willing to work with me? And, you know, there's a lot of those sorts of issues too that we see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So are any of your, I guess the She Stands Tall, the monthly events are specifically focused on the Q&A around the women and their platform or their business. Do you offer things that would, for example, help them? And in your case, obviously specifically with the legal issues, like workshops, or is that what this week specifically would offer in May, or how do you reach women who may be potential clients or need help?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have over the years done different workshops that really are aimed at like educational different pieces, both around legal. And then we brought in some other experts to talk about, you know, like the accounting piece or the marketing piece. And we're talking about getting back to that. But then this, when the Women's Entrepreneurship Week opportunity came up, we thought, okay, we're going to do it there. So mm-hmm. at least for now, we definitely have during Women's Entrepreneurship Week, we have evening events. There's different speakers. We have different themes. We like to name things. Okay. Mm. There we go. Lawyers, we like to name things. Like, you know, like in a different life, maybe I could have been in marketing. I don't really know. Whatever. Anyway, so Leading Milwaukee is the opening night. And that is a bunch of women like Wendy who are doing like different things, not small businesses, but different things that we kind of think of as like quintessential Milwaukee, like the Milwaukee Art Museum, like Visit Milwaukee, things like that. And Venus Williams, I know she was on your podcast at some mm-hmm. point. She's speaking in that. We're doing Feeding Milwaukee, talking to a bunch of food-based businesses, Sharing Milwaukee. So people are in different sorts of media, Making Milwaukee, different makers. And then of course, at the end, we have to have a party. So we're going to celebrate Milwaukee too. So those are the evening events. But then the daytime events, we're really kind of getting at some of those educational pieces. And each, you know, like Tuesday through Friday, we have different kind of focuses on different educational parts and different things where we can try to actually start the discussion of conveying information and giving people like a taste of what they kind of need to know, and then hoping to kind of give them resources that they could call on to go deeper.
Yeah, I love the themed days of the week. That I think that was really clever. Are they trademarked? Oh, is that
you're right. Thank you so much. No, She Stands Tall is trademarked. You know, I felt like if we didn't trademark it, it would kind of let people down. Like, of course they have to have a trademark name, right? Like, that would be wrong. So anyway, yeah.
Right. And there's one more thing on your website. So you have She Stands Tall, Women's Entrepreneur Week, but then you also have She Shines. Is that something you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. So She Shines, in the course of this, because this came from this like place of recognizing what was missing and trying to fill holes at some level, I realized that what women need is just support from each other. And that's really what women were willing to provide for each other, but there wasn't maybe a great avenue for that or a way that it could happen. So She Shines is a group that meets monthly. It's a set number of people, different businesses, all people who have experience though. So these aren't brand new businesses in She Shines. These are people with some experience. And they really just like, we have a topic every meeting and we talk about, you know, all the things that people offer, like genuine tips and advice, and it, all the way from, hey, I'm thinking about opening a second location or adding this service to my thing, all down to like, hey, can you recommend an accountant? You know, all kinds of stuff like that. And it started fortuitously in January of 2020. We started it before we knew, you know, what was coming. Yeah. So coincidence, of course. And it was like a lifeline in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. We had to move meetings to virtual, which wasn't, of course, the plan, but it worked out amazing. Like just having these people that you could really rely on and call on, and was unbelievable in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then it's kept going since. And it's really like, you know, these people have become advisors and friends and collaborators, and it's really been an amazing thing. And so we kept talking about what are we going to do? How are we going to expand it? So we started a second group in the January of this year. And that group too is just a totally different group of women, but also amazing. Like it's funny because like they all do different things, but they're all unique and interesting in their own way. And so I'm thinking about what to do with it from there and how to make it bigger. And I'd really love to, because I know people need this, and I just have to figure out how with all the other things I can do it, because so far I'm running those two groups, and I, you know, and so me personally, I might've hit my group limit. So we're going to figure out a way, but definitely not till after May and like later in the year, we're talking about, well, what does it look like and how can we give more people the support? Because the feedback from everyone has really been like, this has been really valuable. These people are really special to me. Having this like group of, you know, sometimes you just have to ask somebody who knows, and you can ask your friends, but if those friends work for big companies, or, you know, they don't know what it's like to be an entrepreneur, that it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Mm-hmm. And so that advice you kind of get from just people in the trenches with you is just different.
Yeah. So it sounds like a mastermind group, kind of a cohort. That's cool. That's really cool. So
it's very cool.
Right now there's nothing listeners could do to get involved in there, but they should just keep following you on social to see what comes of that.
Right. Exactly. And the page on the website there will be some information on there, and at least like a place where you could say, yes, add me to the wait list, keep in touch with me. So we're working on that. Yeah. We had you have to prioritize the phases of the website. And so we had to start with Women's Entrepreneurship Week and She's Dental, but that's coming pretty soon. So at least they'll be able to like sign up for a newsletter so they can make sure they're in touch with us and kind of follow along, because we really do want to add to it. We just have to figure out the best way so it can work for everybody.
Sure. Yeah. So that you can still practice law.
Exactly. And that. Exactly. Because it's like, okay, really, I'd love to keep doing these, but I have to think of a way. So we will think of a way. We just have to give it a little more thought.
So this season is about dream makers. And I see all the ways that you're like nurturing other people's ideas and dreams and visions for their lives and their businesses. I'm curious, what nurtures you?
Oh my gosh. I think this might sound ridiculous, but really doing She's Dental, this is like, it really does. There's been many times where I'm like, wow, it was a day. And, you know, I deal with a lot of people who aren't always that nice to me on the other sides of cases. And just like walking into this room of just like, how's it going? And how can we support you? And wow, you're doing a really thing that's so cool. And you're giving back to your community, and you're supporting all these people on your staff. And, you know, that like, okay, I think I can keep going. I think I can make it, you know, I can keep on. In my family, you know, my husband and I have been, it's like coming up on 30 years. It's a long time. And then I just sound old. So I don't like, you know, anyway. So that's really like, he's a rock for me. And my daughters too, they really are, they're amazing. I guess they're like the original women that I decided to champion, and part of the reason that the Colonel from when I was a kid, kind of the through line, you know, because we wanted to show them that, hey, you can do it. You know, none of them really want to do what I do exactly, but they all have their own thing. So that's great. So it's kind of the combination. And my team here is so like, I think I say it every month when we do She's Dental, but it's really true. Without them, there would not be She's Dental, because I could not absolutely do it alone. Mm-hmm. And without them kind of helping make it happen, and everything from like helping me find the guests and set up the room and getting the cookies and the cheese and the wine and all the things, it's just, it's amazing. And now, you know, we have sponsors and stuff that help us too, but wow, it's really, without all those people around me, it would not be a thing.
Yes. Yeah. I bet you were excited in February when Charcuter Me was your, February or January?
Yes.
Oh my
February.
Gosh.
And I'll tell you, I do like to make charcuterie boards. I do. I just don't have that design sense. Like, you've seen her work. It's
It's incredible. Gorgeous. Yeah. A friend and I went to the, I know you were, Melnick and Melnick was, I think, one of the sponsors for the Let's Talk Women event last week.
Yeah, and we were there. That was so fun.
Yeah. I don't know if I had your picture by then to figure out to introduce myself. Exactly. But, and there were so many women, but that, what an incredible event. Such amazing food. And yes, her boards were just impeccable. So
beautiful. Yeah. She, how she makes salami look like a flower, I don't. I'm sure I could Google it and I could watch 6 YouTube videos. I still couldn't do it.
So I'll
just leave that to her. And, you know,
the opportunity cost of just hiring her to do it is
exactly. Like for me, it's sort of like cheese and crackers and fruit on a tray. But for her, it's like art. I don't know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, we have some questions that we call our little rapid fires at the end, just for fun.
Okay.
And because you work with a lot of small businesses, I'm just curious, what do you think is the most, or that maybe one of the most interesting small businesses that you've seen?
Different women like doing interesting things in the community.
Yeah, just
kind of what you're thinking.
The most unique that we've talked to.
Mara Natkin and Gloria Ramirez own Artery Inc. And they make all kinds of like apparel and cards and calendars and coloring books and things aimed at sort of like, they're not going to like how I'm describing this, but like medical terms, like a lot of their art is sort of health inspired. It definitely is health inspired. They can tell their story way better than I, but they're amazing people, just like lovely, sweet, generous, and their work is beautiful and super cool. So I love working with them. And we featured them too. It was a long time ago. We featured them. They were amazing. Somebody who I recently talked to that we're going to have for She Sent Salt in a few months is Megan Johnson, the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. She's one who looked for something like a diaper bank in Milwaukee and found there wasn't one. So she decided to start one.
Yeah.
So I think that's so remarkable. And somebody just finds a hole and says, well, that's unacceptable. I'm going to fill it.
Yep.
So she collects diapers, wipes, and period products. So actually Women's Entrepreneurship Week, we're going to help and collect some period products. We think that's really important for women in our community. So I think what she's doing is super interesting. There are tons of women who run, you know, Michael McGee and 41 Floral. Her stuff is gorgeous. I tell everybody, I think her Instagram has got to be one of my favorites. The pictures are just, you know, I mean, she's got pictures of flowers, so she already has a leg up on all the rest of us, but, you know, beautiful. So she's interesting. Daniela, her last name will come to me, who owns Ruby's Bagels. Ruby's Bagels is a food truck at the Zocalo Food Park. She's got a really, really interesting story, and her bagels are amazing. And, you know, as a Latina woman, that she's making bagels is maybe like not obvious. I mean, I'm Jewish, so I, you know, like that seems smart, but her bagels are really, really good.
They are
very
amazing.
Good. Among the best in the city, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
So she's really interesting. I'm trying to even, it's like so many people that I have trouble like sorting through.
Yeah. You know. No, that's great. That's great.
Oh, and we talked about Cheryl before. Cheryl Kniezel is doing such like great work. Mm. Her art is beautiful, and like the people she works with and how she really like lifts people up in a really special way, focused on diversity and inclusion, I think is also just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We sat next to her at Dasha Kelly's Making Cake show, I guess it's a show, and watched, like, we were able to like see her do her thing live. It's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Yes,
to watch.
I had the
person.
Same
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just happened to be next to her at an event, and she just decided to sketch note it, because I think like the rest of us, like, I take notes in words, and that's just what she does.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see how she does it.
I know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like on the fly, right? Like, so anyway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's amazing. There's so many. I know if I had, like, I could think of more, but there's really just a remarkable number of women doing really, really cool things in this community. And, you know, and they'll tell you what they're doing, and they'll chat with you about it, and they'll share. And, you know, sometimes I think help other people doing the same thing, maybe too much, you know, just like the whole, like, pick your brain thing can get it to be kind of, you know, a lot, but it's a really, I think this is a special place.
Yeah. All right. What's your best spot for networking in Milwaukee? Aside from Women's Entrepreneurship Week, which we know will be fabulous, but
like, you mean organizations, do you mean, or like
events or places? Yeah. What's a place that you like? Amaranth Bakery would be the place that I love to network. Cause I, when I go in there, I always see like three people that I want to talk to, you know?
Makes sense. So there's some great organizations that do like, you know, like Professional Dimensions and Temple that are focused really on networking with for women, which I think is kind of a great thing that they kind of curate the group for you and you can go in and just meet other women. I think that's really nice. Mm-hmm. My office is across the street from Colectivo, so I'm at Colectivo an embarrassing number of days. In fact, I went there today. I just put it in my own cup so I could fool you into thinking that I didn't go to Colectivo, but I did. And so that's the place too where you see all kinds of people, you know, are having interesting conversations, or that I love to meet people just because, well, I really like coffee and, like I said, convenience. I
mean, yes, right.
So right. I do love. Trying to think of what else. There's so many other, you know, so many organizations doing events now too aimed at women. The Biz Times, I think, does one. There was another, might have been Biz Times or Business Journal, that did like a symposium too back a few months back that, you know, we were at. So there's so many opportunities now that if you really want to attend events that are about women and entrepreneurship, you know,
they're out there.
It's not like a quick Google search, and, you know, hopefully you'll find Cheese Dance Hall and then you'll find the rest.
Yes. Well, when you don't want to network, when you just want a night off, you don't want to talk to anybody about work or law or contracts or anything, where do you go?
Like on my own, like,
or with your husband, you know, it could be a date night, could be.
We do have some, you know, restaurants that we're very fond of. Lazy Susan, which I know she's closing within the next few weeks, but I was just there on Saturday night and I was realizing, oh, like, we're going to miss this place, but
there's Heirloom, right?
Heirloom is coming in. So have no fear. I'm really fond of that. We love Movida and the tapas. I can't get enough. Yep. And their patio. Amazing. La Miranda. You sense a theme, right? Like, I think I just like to like eat lots of different kinds of food. Nothing wrong with that. I am a crazy cat lady. Okay. But I don't have any cats right now. We had one. She passed a couple weeks ago. But she lived till she was 20. So,
Gosh.
So Sip and Purr is a fun place if you like need a cat fix, but maybe aren't quite ready to dive in. And speaking of people who do, she does some amazing stuff in this community and rescues animals from overseas. And I mean, really interesting. That's a fun place. Sometimes we just need to do a little thrift or vintage shopping to clear the head.
Myself. Nice.
That's really fun. There's lots of options there, I'm just saying. All the way from like Goodwill, which is just, you never know what treasures you're going to find. And my husband laughs at me for this, but whatever. Up to like, it's on Valete Street, for Dandy. Some reason the name. Yes, Dandy. Mm-hmm. Love it there. Did find some of my favorite boots there. Very fond of those.
It's such a cool venue too. Dandy. Yes. I saw a show there once and was like, what in the world? It's a thrift shop with a beautiful venue in the back.
Yes, I know.
Awesome. Like,
We're doing our opening event there for Women's Entrepreneurship Week. It's going to be like, I think we called it Meet and Eat. It's going to be like breakfast, networking. Lauren Feaster of Professional Dimensions is going to be briefly speaking about just sort of like the value of networking and networking with women and why that's important. So you could, you know, come and then, you know, wander into the thrift store for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Look at all the things.
Yes.
Very fun. So there's, Milwaukee does have some nice, you know, and I tell myself that I'm doing good for the environment at the same time. And so like, it all just feels very virtuous. So that is always a plus.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. I don't think my husband quite agrees with that philosophy, but I just don't ask.
That's funny. That's great. Yeah. Awesome. Well, and who in Milwaukee is a woman that you see is living her dream? You have so many options.
I know.
Maybe somebody that we haven't talked about, or that that maybe an up and comer that we want to know now.
I think I would love to, I think you should talk to Megan of the Milwaukee Diaper Mission. I think that would be super, super interesting. What she does is really interesting. How she got there is interesting. I think learning about how Katie does her thing at Sip and Purr and how she saves all these cats and is just really like, I'm not in the cat market right now. I just have to, you know, but I like to look. So there's a lot to look at there.
There
is to them too. Yeah, there's a lot to see. You've had so many amazing guests. You really have. Yeah. Katie Daly Weiss owns Big White Yeti and they make candles. Mm-hmm. They do custom candles for us, which were super, we think ours are her best smelling, but you know, I am not objective and I won't pretend to be. And she has super fun names for her candles, like Kitten Toots, I think is one of the most famous. She does interesting things and she too started in a super interesting way and gives back to the community through her work and her candle making. So I think Katie's a really special person. Oh my gosh, there are so many.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Of course you asked me and then like,
No, that's great. Well, and just to sort of wrap up and just to go back to the monthly events that you have, people can find all this on your website, on your Instagram page. Are there fee? Does it cost to come?
Yeah, those are great questions. So to come to our monthly events, no, there's not a fee. Okay. We do look for sponsors for the events. So, you know, if anybody's ever interested in that, we'd love to chat. We're so grateful that we have Summit Credit Union sponsoring Women's Entrepreneurship Week and some of our She Stands Tall events as well. And they are really like directly committed to helping women and pay equity and all these things. So they're an amazing partner for us. So we're really grateful for that. But there's no cost to attend our She Stands Tall events. And the next one is April 11th. And we're featuring women who are in fields that you wouldn't necessarily think of as being ones that women are automatically in. So it's Roisin Stasinski of New Eden Landscape Architecture. And Paige Peters of Rapid Radicals. Roisin is actually, she would be a really interesting person to do also for you. So we're going to talk about...
What's Rapid Radicals?
Rapid Radicals, she does things involving like water treatment and water conservation. We're going to talk to her in April, so I will learn marks.
Sure. You know,
there's lots of science. So while it is not my field, I'm excited to learn from somebody who knows. Yeah. So... you know, talking to some women in the STEM fields and trying to understand like, what does that look like? And how did you get there? And how is it in when you're in fields that are really dominated by men? And for Women's Entrepreneurship Week, there will be fees for our evening events, but we're really trying really hard to keep those, you know, as low as we can. So we can want to make sure we have good attendance, but we also want to provide some food. And so when we have food, that a little bit of cost involved. But for the daytime events, we don't envision having a cost. So our goal here is really to get people to come and be together and learn and network and have some fun.
And maybe find your own cohort, you know, find your own She Shines mini group among the incredible women who come out to your events. So thank you so much for talking to us and providing these opportunities for women. I feel like, especially in this season three, where we're talking to women who are making dreams happen for other women in our community, just the opportunities that are out there that we didn't know about, you know, are just, there's so many. And so I hope that our listeners will take advantage of your monthly events and the Women's Entrepreneurship Week, which runs May 8th through 12th.
Yep.
And more info is, we'll put all the links to all these things in our show notes so people can go there and find out more and register. And yeah, just thank you for joining us. This has been great.
Thank you so much. This is so fun. And thank you for all you do. I mean, we're doing the same sort of work, lifting up entrepreneurs and championing women and from different angles. And so I feel like the more of us that can do it, the better off, you know, the community is and we are. And so thank you for everything you do, I think. And it's been really fun to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yay. Awesome.
Well, I don't know about you, but I am excited to get into this week in May. I got to get my babysitter booked so I can make these daytime events, get my five-year-old taken care of, because there is just so much to explore. Leading Milwaukee, feeding Milwaukee, sharing Milwaukee, making Milwaukee, and celebrating Milwaukee. I want in on it all.
Pretty exciting stuff. We hope that listeners out there will also check it out at their website. WEWMKE.com.
Yep, you can find it there, or SheStandsTallMKE.com. Either one. That'll get you to all of the things that Stephanie talked about on this podcast and all of the things that she's got coming up, she and her team. Super excited. Maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah, May 8th to the 12th. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us for one more episode of Cream City Dreams.
We'll see you back next week for another incredible dream maker in the city. Until next week,
keep on dreaming
in the Cream City. Okay, listeners, we have but one request this week.
Who do you know that wants to hear this podcast? Would you send them a text with a link?
Someone out there needs this episode. Someone needs to be inspired.
Or maybe you really want to go to one of these events with one of your friends, because connection's so important. Getting out and doing things. We can do that again.
Yes.
Text an episode to somebody that you want to reconnect with and invite them out.
Make it happen. Share the pod.